Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Psalm 34, verse number 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them. Round about who? The believer. Because this is talking about Psalm 34, about praising the Lord, and the poor man, he cries out, his soul is the one who's really troubled. Well, verse number 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. They don't deliver us spiritually. That's what Jesus did for us. Jesus delivered us spiritually. We were dead in trespasses and sins. Angels cannot save. Amen. Talking about spiritually, but physically, angels have the ability to keep us safe. They deliver us. Psalm 91:11. He shall keep his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. So much it could be said here. I believe that. Okay. A great example of this is Daniel chapter 6, verse number 22. You remember about Daniel being in the den of lions? Old King Nebuchadnezzar, wasn't it Nebuchadnezzar, whoever it was? Oh, Daniel, you still alive? And I'm still here. And he's petting them lions, I'm sure, you know, just having a good time with them. Here's what Daniel said in verse number 22. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. Do you believe that, preacher? Well, the Bible says. So that's a great example. Acts chapter number 5. Beginning of verse number 17, I think it is. Yeah. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is a sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and they laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth. Just another example. How the angels protect us and keep us safe. And there's another reference in Acts chapter 12, verses 7 through 11, who did the same thing. So I believe that angels protect us. Again, we call them guardian angels. And I think I mentioned last week that they are innumerable. We cannot count them. God created every one of them, and they are innumerable. And by the way, there's only one archangel, and that's who? Michael. And we looked at that last week about Michael's room, what he did, what Gabriel's purpose was, and what the cherub was. Do y'all remember that?
Yep.
And what the seraph, his point. The seraphs were by the throne of God. They have six wings. The cherubs were above the throne of God, and they're for protection. They were for worship, to serve. So many things that we looked at last week. But speaking of angels that minister to us, number three, they attend to the needs of believers. They attend to our needs. Remember what we opened our passage with, Hebrews 1:14. They're ministering spirits. Now, how they do that, I don't know. I can't write books on this because I was in Columbia a couple weeks ago, you know, at the river, and we were literally down the river, and Jim was teaching his part, and he got to the end, and he started teaching about the Antichrist, the false prophet, and Satan. There's a Holy Trinity, then Holy Trinity. Then he talked about the angels, the fallen angels. Of course, they're talking in Spanish, and I'm sitting there near the front. He said, Pastor Lanier is an authority on angels. And I said, I am not an authority on angels. I just know what the Bible says about it. I've never met one that I know of. But we know that they are ministering spirits to the needs of believers. 1 Kings chapter number 19 in the Old Testament. We see that example. Verses 5 through 8. And he looked. Now this was Elisha. If I remember right, yes, he's running from Jezebel. Can you imagine a man of God running from a woman? Y'all can chuckle, okay? He's running from a woman. He hides in a cave. He's scared to death. Verse number 5. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he took, and behold, there was a cake baked on the coals. Who do you reckon cooked those biscuits? Elisha was sleeping. And by the way, it says it was baking on the coals. He just didn't. Could they do that? Well, I don't know. I guess they could. But it said he baked them on the coals. He cooked them. The angel did. He said, and a cruse of water at his head, and he did eat and drink and laid down. He laid him down again. The angel of the Lord came and said, the second time it touched him, said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. He was ministering to the needs of Elisha. Matthew chapter number 4. When Jesus was in the wilderness, he's being tempted 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus has not eaten or drunk anything. He's been fasting and tempted. Verse number 11, then the devil, Satan, leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him, unto Jesus. A special touch that he needed. Remember, Jesus was not only fully God, he's fully man. So he needed, from the fleshly side, he needed to be ministered to. When I get this part, I think about this. Remember, Jesus was about 33 years old when he went to the cross of Calvary. And some of the Pharisees came up to Jesus and he said, physician, you need to heal yourself. Remember that? And he says, you ain't yet, was it 40 or 50? 50. And remember, he's 33 years old. And they didn't say, you ain't yet 30 or in your 30s. They said, you ain't yet 50. Why did they say that? Huh? No. Because when they looked at the face of Jesus, again, listen very carefully to what I'm going to say. Remember when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he prayed, not my will, but thy will be done. And the Bible says great sweat is drops of blood. I believe that. I believe that from the human side, the cares of this world were great. He's going to the cross to die for the sins of all mankind. Okay, I don't want to dwell on this because I got to move on. When we think of Jesus, when people think of Jesus, they think of a boyish figure, long hair, feminine type. He was far from that. Jesus was a man, a man's man.
He could, the beard look
okay, let me teach. Just kidding. He did have that beard. People tell me my beard makes me look older, so you might be right. But that was a common thing about beard. People grew beards back then. See, you messed me up. I lost my train of thought. Okay, because of the cares of the world, I believe it was reflection upon his physical feature. Okay. And I don't want you to think I'm a heretic, because I'm not. I mentioned about Jesus being a man's man. He overturned that table in the temple, and it wasn't like this one. Communion is big anyway. Carrying his cross. I can go on and on, but you get the picture. Luke chapter number 22. Verse number 43. We talked about this. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. This was Jesus. Okay, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying, not my will, but thy will be done. And by the way, he's not praying to keep from going to the cross. That's not what he was afraid of. He wasn't afraid of anything. This cup, this bitter cup, was a separation from the Father. Never before in eternity past, and praise God, never in the eternity future will that ever take place again, where God is separate from his Son, because Jesus took upon himself the sins of all mankind.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.